How many kinds of sweet flowers grow in an English country garden? I'll tell you now of some that I know, and those I miss you'll surely.
It's time to head into the garden. We like to do that each week as Gavin joins us. Hello, Gavin. How are you? It's Dave.
Hello. How are you?
I am very good. I'm glad to have you there because you've got a great topic, as you always do, Gavin. Today, we're looking at the benefits of living with indoor plants.
We are. And, of course, during lockdown, there were so many studies on this, and they've come up with some fantastic facts and things that happen when you surround yourself with indoor plants.
What have you found? What can you share with us?
Well, I did quite a lot of research on this one. Now, did you know that plants can sharpen your attention? If you have visible greenery in your home,
yes,
they can increase the ability to concentrate. So if you want your kids to do really well at school, put some plants
in more indoor plants in the house,
and
yes,
their grades will go up.
They love it, yes.
They do. They're very soothing. Do you know that the blood pressure and your heart rate will drop if you have plants in your room? It's very, very calming. The cortisol or stress levels definitely decrease around plants.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's amazing. They can increase happiness. Especially if you live alone in an apartment, you get some indoor plants, surround yourself with foliage, you can be much happier.
Hey, here's a question for you, because I've got some questions, Gavin.
You don't have to cook them breakfast the next morning.
I've got some questions for you, Gavin. Do you think they like it when we talk to them?
I think they love it when we talk to them.
Yeah.
As long as you don't shout at them.
Don't shout at them, no. What about if we play them some music? Do you think they would like music?
Yes, but again, something soothing.
Something calming, something soothing.
Here's
some constructive questions for you. Constructive
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Can you repot your house plants during the autumn and winter months, and how often should you repot?
Okay, you should not. It is the best months for repotting indoor plants are September, October, November.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because when you repot a plant, it's much more susceptible to the cold weather of a night. Now, of course, a big problem with indoor plants is people have their fires, their air conditioners on while they're awake.
Mm.
It tends to drop off when you go to sleep, especially in those rooms apart from the bedroom that those plants might be in. All of a sudden, the temperature drops. Now, if that plant has just been repotted, you'll have a big problem. They start to get yellow leaves and drop off and definitely not happy. So I would definitely recommend the best months for repotting are those spring months, the September, October, November, when the temperatures are going up and you don't need to have artificial heat.
Okay, here's another one for you. What's the best potting mix for use for indoor plants?
The best one you can afford.
Okay. Yeah.
Potting mixes come in various grades. There are budget ones, there are good ones, and there are very good ones. Now, indoor plants love a good potting mix. They love the fertilizer in it. They love the water crystals in it. They love everything in it. So if you can get yourself a premium or a platinum potting mix, which are the top of the grade ones, your plants will definitely do better.
All right. Now, here's one for you. What do you do if the soil is taking a long time to dry, Gavin?
If the soil is taking... Okay. Now, that would generally say to me that plant is badly... it's got bad drainage. So I would make sure that the holes in the bottom were loose. So get a pen, get something up there and just loosen up those holes in the base of the pot. Definitely, absolutely, positively don't have any water in the saucer underneath them, because that will keep them wet all the time. It tells me that there's bad drainage.
Okay, bad
drainage.
Either
that or it's very old potting mix and it needs replacing.
Okay, do you have any propagating tips?
Propagate for indoor plants?
Yes.
Look, the main thing is do it through the warm weather. Yeah. Try and have some sort of heat coming from the bottom. So when you generally do it in seed raising mix, which is the best mix to take cuttings in. It's a very sandy, gritty mix that shouldn't get too gluggy, which is what you don't want. And you generally would sit them in the warmest spot you can possibly find. Sometimes people will put them on top of their water heater. Sometimes people will just put them on some nice concrete that would heat up through the day and then radiate that heat back out of a night next to a brick wall for the same reason. They tend to absorb heat through the day and then radiate it out of a night, which keeps your cuttings warm, which means, of course, they'll take off quicker.
Okay. Now, Gavin, you touched on it there. With our fires going and us trying to keep warm in winter, should we be mindful that the room is warm and that we need to keep our indoor plants hydrated? So we must be mindful of, better go and give them a little bit of water because they're probably drying out.
More to the fact of spritzing or just wetting down the foliage.
Okay.
Plants do a lot of things through their leaves. They breathe through their leaves, which is why it's a good idea to give them a good wash off once a week or once a fortnight with either a wet chucks or stick them in the shower with you. Give them a wash off and get all that dust and impurities off, because they do such a good job of cleaning the air for us.
Yes.
It all gets done through the foliage. And that's why your foliage can get clogged up. It's like living life with a permanent case of asthma. You know, you need to give those leaves a bit of a wash off. So that will definitely help. Get yourself one of those little spritzers that the hairdressers use, and give them a bit of a spritz once every couple of nights. Especially if it's an air conditioner. For plants, they're probably the worst things in the world, because they do suck the moisture out of the air and you need to put it back in again. So rather than have soggy, wet soil, which of course we want to avoid, just give them a spritzer with a bit of water on their foliage.
Yeah. My last question for you, Gavin, what's your favourite indoor plants? What's your favourite ones that are good and would be great?
Well, I love the peace lily, or the Madonna, what they call the Madonna lily. I mean, it's a fantastic one at cleaning the air. Look, another one that you probably wouldn't think of, and the best plant for the bedroom, is a snake plant, or mother-in-law's tongue. It is fantastic. Now, do you know that it's the only indoor plant that actually filters the air day and night? So 24 hours a day, incredibly low maintenance, incredibly, you know, easy to look after, and it is the best plant you can have in a bedroom for that reason.
And it's called mother-in-law's tongue?
Who would have thought you could sleep
you can
with
get
your
a lashing
and have all that excitement?
Get a lashing from the mother-in-law's tongue.
Absolutely. Botanically known as the Sansevieria, but we all know it as the mother-in-law's tongue,
right,
or the snake plant.
Okay, well, I don't think we can forget that one. We'll remember that when we're looking for plants.
We definitely won't forget that one now.
Gavin, you've done well for us again.
If you want a tough indoor plant, you won't get any tougher than that, and it does a fantastic job of looking after us.
Oh, that is great. You've done well, and you'll be back with Brent next week. Thank you very much, Gavin.
Absolutely, not a problem at all.
Oh, we love it when we get to talk to Gavin. He's our gardening guru, and he's got us covered there on Newcastle's 2HD.